listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
You go ahead. Okay. It's a hello from me. No.
It's a hello from me. What are we going to talk about today then, Jan?
Yeah. Oh, that was a question?
It was.
We're going to talk about Hertha against Östersund, the last Europa Cup. UEFA Cup game. We had an away game that nobody remembers in Augsburg with a certain Salomon Kalou having a field trip. And then yesterday in the Kackwetter, BSC H96. And we have some questions from our estimated followers and fans all over the planet.
Yes.
And some acknowledgements in the end.
Okay.
Why don't you take it away?
Östersunds.
Östersund.
Östersunds. Yes. Well, I had a different view of the Östersunds game. I wasn't sitting in my normal sort of place. I was luckily given a ticket to watch the game from the...
No. You abandoned the Sitzkissen Ultra. Give me the hat.
This is the Viking hat coming out now.
It'll be in the show notes.
It will. No, and he's put it on. Okay. So, yes, I have abandoned my peers and went down to the Oscar to watch the game from there, which was great. Now, how did the game go? Well, there was a young team out there, including young Palko Dardai.
That was good.
Which was nice to see. He did pretty well everything but score during the course of the game, including a pretty good rattling of the woodwork. I mean, one of them hitting the bar, which was quite impressive. It never really quite worked out for him, which is a shame because that would have been a really nice story.
It was his first real game.
Yeah. I'm
some time.
I'm not having a go at him at all. It just would have been nice. It would have been a nice story if he had come on like that and scored during the course of the game. But didn't work out for him, as it turned out on this occasion. So we got through to half time at 0-0.
We had lots of shots.
But there were lots of shots all over the place. It would have been nice if we'd been able to go in at half-time with a goal, but didn't happen for us. Unfortunately, after half-time, an unfortunate incident happened. The ball got passed into our box in, 57th minute, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
The ball ended up in the back of our net, unfortunately.
Poor Klinsmann.
Yes.
Although we didn't mention
he
that.
He didn't have much of a chance, but...
I think we should maybe talk about the starting 11 a bit, because it was really slightly unusual, right?
Yes, there were a lot of youngsters in there. It wasn't just Palko, it was Dortmund Klinsmann.
Kraft was... Oh, he had the flu.
Yes.
Kraft had the flu.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to risk... Dardai said they didn't want to risk losing Rooney to injury, which is sensible, if you ask me. And we had young Jürgen Klinsmann in his first game. And many people were... In the group were talking about, oh, remember how goalies can, have one game and then never be seen again. But he did kind of okay.
Not this time, I don't think, really.
Yeah. It was before the game.
Yeah, he did let that goal in, but to be fair, the goal that he did concede, he didn't really have much of a chance of getting to.
I don't remember.
No.
Well, oh, yeah, it was this one ball from the left of the box and somebody deflected the ball and went in.
And it was. And
we had lots of goals like that.
Jonathan, he was left stranded. He had no chance of getting hold of that, ball, unfortunately.
But the team didn't seem fazed at all.
No. They didn't get thrown by it. They still kept on going for it, which is always sort of nice to see. It wasn't that much later. It's only a few minutes later, I think, that Pekarik knocked the ball into their box, the other way around this time. And I think it was Maxi Mittelstedt. Was there
and
to,
61st minute.
Well, there you go. That's not much in between those two, is there? To make it 1-1. I thought, well, this is all right. Game on.
It was fine. But we should have won it.
Should have won it.
We should have.
If we'd put away some of the chances that happened in the first half, then it would have been. But, you know, in the case of Palka with his first sort of...
real game.
Starting game.
Or serious chunk of game, not garbage time.
Mm, it was... it's early days for him. Early days. But then something... I can't remember the time of it, but we conceded yet another penalty. Where it's becoming... Well, it's not becoming. It already is a major habit, really, conceding penalties.
But this one was ridiculous. Redonkulous.
So what happened?
Nothing. I think what's his name? The one guy... On the right, he got passed, or he didn't get passed, but he was in a little mix-up with Mittelstädt, and he didn't do anything bad. He just used his elbow as you usually do. They were just nothing of the ordinary, and then the stupid referee just...
Decided that was a worthy of a penalty.
Don't get me started.
So, Jonathan, in his first...
Johnny.
Big match, sitting there facing a penalty. And he made an absolute corker of a save, as I recall it. I mean, the Oscar went absolutely mental. Anyone would think, you know, we'd scored a goal.
They even chanted his name after the game.
It was pretty damn cool, I must admit.
I was hoping a bit that he could get his own Ufta. You know?
Ufta? Explain.
Later.
Okay.
I put it on the list of things to explain.
Okay.
Ufta is the... if the game was good, the team sits down... And then Heidi says something like, oofta, oofta, te, 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 te. And then they all start jumping up and about.
Yep. Okay.
Simon.
I would like to point out.
Simon, a word of advice. Don't look at your phone. Look at the game.
Oh. my phone has to be surgically removed. It's always there.
From your arse.
I'd like to point out, in my stay in the Oscar, it was a fairly cool sort of night, I guess.
Cool?
But I pulled a muscle in my calf, so I couldn't jump very much. It's all very sad. I was crippled. Right, in about the first sort of five minutes.
Did you have the team doctor check on you?
I should have done.
Dr. Schleicher!
Next time I'm going to wear leg warmers. It'll look ridiculous, but I'll have nice warm calves.
We always wear leg warmers.
Oh, shh.
I do. but only the toughest of the Sitzkissen Ultras may.
Indeed. Anyway, we digress once more.
Unusual. Hello to Damenwahl.
So it ended up 1-1 at the end of it all.
Yeah.
Well, it is worth saying that the Swedish fans.
Were
there before the match, and I took a little sort of video clip. They had a little micro march. From the S-Bahn station up through to the South Gate. Which was quite good. It was all very civilised.
The Gate of Mordor.
Yes. But they had lots of flags and things. There were probably as many Swedish fans there as there were people from Berlin. Exaggerating slightly, but it was a fairly small crowd.
We were actually planning on doing an event with them, showing the movie, but after the Bilbao game, it was clear that not many people would come, so we... didn't do it, but I heard that they had rented a bar near Zoologischer Garten.
Oh.
Might have freshened up on their...
I saw a lot of them around in the town during the day.
And they're also nice and drunk. I love Swedish people.
Drinks are expensive in Sweden. They probably thought they would come to sort of drinking heaven by coming to
I think
to
Stefan on Father at Damwell said something like, maybe some Swedish fans they already emptied out all the beer on the ferry over.
could be.
Yeah, but it's kind of pricey.
It's very expensive, isn't it?
Did we check that we have the right hertz? Yes,
48,000.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
So that's that one.
Anything else? It was 15,000 people.
Yeah. It's 15,000 something.
I had family in town. We had so much space. It was okay.
Yeah.
And I think it was a good way to go. We should have won, but whatever. Next year.
I mean, it didn't.
Next year, without all the referees.
No. They're all very professional people, the referees.
I just wonder what a goal referee is doing. They're standing there for 90 minutes like they're taking a shit. And then they do nothing.
Yeah. Yes. They need to eat more Bigos and then they wouldn't have so much of a trouble going. Sorry. You can cut that bit if you like.
No.
That must stay.
I hope we still pass as family friendly.
Yes, a good bit of sauerkraut's good for you.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was a good game.
It was a good game.
A little glimpse of the future.
Mm.
Okay. Then let's go on.
Back to the Bundesliga.
Did we have BSC Frankfurt? No.
Augsburg.
Ugh.
Away in Augsburg.
Okay, I'll be in the kitchen.
You don't want to talk about that one. Yeah.
Yeah, my.
Wasn't a pretty game, really. We had Ibišević and Selke up front.
That was a nice little twist.
Which was.
We'll come to that later.
To the
formation.
Mm.
Cozy.
But it didn't really come to that much, really.
You know, we do travel to the opening match on. I think the 15-16 season, went to Augsburg, went to Munich, all very nice, went to some island and had fun, but the game was so shitty, and then Hertha won by a penalty in the 80th minute. It was a shitty game, and all the Augsburg games are shitty. If we play at Augsburg, it's always shitty.
Yeah.
This
was no exception, I think. It's
yeah, but this season, Augsburg, I think almost everybody had them on the teams being relegated. And where are they now? Fourth? Fifth? They're a bit ahead of the curve, I would say. So the game. I have to confess I didn't watch it. I have better things to do. Did you watch it?
I sort of watched it.
Was it on BT Sports?
I can't remember.
The highlight game.
It was on something. I don't think it was a highlight, though. If I watched it, which I did, I guess it must have been on BT Sports, I suppose, back in England. But I can't really remember much about the first half, really. It was sort of something and nothing.
Too much eggnog.
It could have been. It could have been there.
Can you drink eggnog?
Can I? I can, but I don't.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the gluten.
Yeah, I don't know what's. Anyway, we digress too much once again.
I think at the end, I looked at the stat line earlier. Hertha had 5-6 shots on goal, and there were about 15 by Augsburg.
Mm.
They should have won easily, but somehow Kayubi only managed to score once.
Yep.
And Augsburg, who are now in ninth place after. I think they lost their last two games. No, they didn't lose, but they didn't win either. Yeah. They have 23 points, and currently, speaking of, what's today's date? Thursday the 14th?
14th, I believe, yeah.
Special day tomorrow. Hertha has 21 points, and Augsburg has 23 points, but Augsburg are really overperforming this season, or at least in the first leg of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else we have to say about this game?
Kalou coming on.
Oh, yes.
80th minute. Bit important in terms of the points side of things for Hertha. Because the 73rd minute, which is when Augsburg scored. 73rd? 73rd.
That's late. He came in the 80th.
80th minute, Kalou came on.
That's not much time to score a goal.
It wasn't. And he used every last second of the remaining time to score that goal.
Leave it to Salah. How much extra time was there?
A couple of minutes.
Or injury time? I never get
injury time. Injury time, extra time, yeah.
Or Bayern Nachspielzeit.
Or Bayern minutes. Or Fergie time, as it would have been in England. But
Fergie?
Yes.
Well, Princess Fergie.
No. Fergie. Alex Ferguson.
Alex Ferguson.
Man United manager.
I was thinking All Royal, because what you can't see right now is we have a nice little homemade bookshelf here. And it contains a cup that Nico at Muskelberg gave to us. And it's a cup commemorating the royal wedding
That's quite random, isn't it? Okay.
I like it. We love it. We cherish it. It's right next to our TV.
It's very shiny.
We never used it. What were the names again?
Which royal wedding?
William.
And Kate.
William and Kate.
There you go.
And the dress of...
This is pretty random, isn't it, really, to have this? Hey.
I think it's what English people think German people like. We have no Kaiser.
Royal stuff, yeah.
And the only Kaiser we have is a cheater. Talking about the World Cup 2006, which was...
Oh, yes.
There were some irregularities with the money.
The Hohenzollern family is still around, aren't they? But
who? Whose family?
The Hohenzollern. It's the royal family.
No, I was talking about the Kaiser, Franz Beckenbauer.
Yes, I know.
He's the Kaiser.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Anyway, right.
We're gelling.
Right.
Okay, so, random talk. Let's get back to the... Okay, so, we can finish this game.
Yep.
Nobody will miss it. It wasn't much of a...
wasn't much. Well, it was quite nice for Cologne, I suppose. 91st minute, bang, in you go.
Yeah, but... okay.
Poacher's goal, and that was that. 1-1.
Okay. Then,
very grateful for the point at the time, because it was pretty dreadful the rest of it.
Yeah, everything was pretty... But Dada, as usual, Dada's pretty... how do you call that? He's pretty explicit... He doesn't sugarcoat things. No. Or he doesn't blow...
He speaks as he finds.
In German you say he doesn't blow powdered sugar up your ass.
Yeah. It's quaint language. It's a quaint language.
Is that why you haven't mastered it yet?
That's because I'm just stupid. That's my excuse.
Okay, from overperformer to overperformer. Newly... Bundesliga club Hannover 96. What was the thing I taught you today before the show?
I've forgotten already. It was some.
Let me write it down for
saying.
You. Let me write it down for you.
Oh dear.
Make some intermission music.
Ole 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 at the PSG. Yeah, spielen. Oh no, we don't anymore, do we?
We used to play.
In the Europa Cup. What's this? Nichts. It's Hufa.
D.
Oder?
It's a D.
Dofer. Nichts ist Dofer als Hannover. There you go.
What does it mean, Simon?
Oh, I've forgotten that too.
Nothing is dumber than Hannover, and it rhymes in German.
Yeah.
Okay, yesterday night, it was... You brought some weather from Little Hampton.
Yes. Yeah, the weather was... it was sort of... It was sleeting as we arrived, which turned to snow, sort of latterly, which was drifting through the stadium, including onto us. Even, sort of fairly well underneath the roof. It was...
Yeah, I was at the Geschäftsstelle before when I was really thinking about going home.
The head office.
I didn't want to brag.
Oh.
Humble brag.
You're a very humble fellow.
I am. I'm Catholic. We're all sinners.
Anyway, the weather wasn't really very, very nice at all, was it? But hey, there's a...
We're football fans.
There was a lot of people there, and it was all fine and dandy.
There was nothing fine and dandy about yesterday.
Oh, the result was quite fine and dandy.
Yes, so, it's true. Okay, Hannover they were relegated the season before last season.
Come back up again.
And they came up pretty strong.
Yeah. They did well all season, as I vaguely remember.
And their goalie, Ron-Robert Ziele, who was in the national team, I think, either in 2014 or in 2016 at least.
Okay.
He went to Leicester, and I think he didn't ever play.
Oh.
And now he's in Stuttgart. And when the game started, I said, hey, what kind of jersey is Ron Robert wearing? And my father-in-law was like, it's not Ron Robert, he's in Stuttgart.
I don't know, because I can't see him from there.
Schau now. It was really bright. Okay, rainy game. okay, the situation was that Hertha was in a okay spot, and that yeah, we needed some points, and we needed a
basically yeah.
that I asked for a change of what of attitude because the whole game in Augsburg was pretty drained or empty. Yeah,
wasn't there something in the press or something about saying that the or somebody saying that the players were sort of mentally tired or something?
That's what he said exactly.
Yeah, because I think I saw that on the U-Bahn, on the little TVs that they have.
Great game started off in the first minute. Okay, starting lineup: Jarstein, Pekarik as the captain, Rikic, Stark, Plattenhardt, and then the big surprise: we had Salomon Kalou, Valentino Lazaro, Mitch Weiser, Arne Meyer, and Lustenberger in defensive midfielder position, and Davy Selke.
Mm-hmm.
No Ibišević. And what I liked about the whole thing is that I had the notion that we were always really, really bad in the so-called English weeks last season, or the last two seasons, or ever since he took over. And he had two different sets of players in those two games. And it's going to be interesting to see who's going to play on Saturday, Sunday in Leipzig.
Leipzig.
Blech. Rasenballsport.
Busy pop team.
Okay, the team, I think it started off pretty ambitious.
Mm, yeah, they were. They were going for it. There was some nice, given the circumstances of the weather and what have you.
Oh, the weather.
Because it was a bit sort of...
It was sleet rainy.
Slippy, slidey, wasn't it? Yeah,
you saw some... My father was always said, okay, they just have to shoot from way out because the ball is slippy and there's wind and everything. You might just get lucky. But Chana was pretty good, the goalie of Hannover. Mm-hmm. But no matter how good you are, we are Hertha.
Yes, yes indeed.
So Hertha scored in the...
18th.
What I realized and what I also tried to look up is that we had lots of interceptions.
Mm.
In the first half hour, I think Hannover never really got a ball past midfield.
Mm.
Or rarely.
But that's good. It sort of shuts down any attacks and things that they try to put together. Which is,
yeah, and then they went for the so-called second ball all the time. Mm. Yeah. That was that. And then there were a few chances. I think Selke didn't have his best day.
No.
He wasn't bad, but he... You know, if he wasn't in his normal form... Could you say form? His form?
Yeah.
Not English. Yeah, if he was in his normal form, he would just, as we said in the last episode, he would just score with authority.
Yeah, and it didn't work out for him particularly well this game.
Yeah,
it
did remember.
Feature a few times. The few things that I can remember, it didn't end well for him. So
he had one ball in the box, and then he didn't hit it right. So it was going at the goalie like a snail.
Yes.
Ach yeah. But I was, Weiser was in a good mood. I saw it pretty early on.
Ooh.
He had a pretty decent beginning of the game. He had three crosses, a good passing rate. And what we criticized before, that he was not doing his job in the back.
Ooh.
Oh, he wasn't playing in the back. He was playing in the offensive midfielder position. Because Pekarik was the outside defender on the right.
Ooh. Perhaps that's why. Perhaps he prefers playing in that position. So.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
he wasn't getting back enough, I don't think, when he's at the back. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, he used to be better. Maybe we'll talk about a general evaluation of the squad. Is this squad the people who are on the field or everybody?
That's everybody.
Okay. Yeah, that's what
the
squad's about.
the whole lot.
Maybe we can do like a...
Everybody that's available to play, including the people on the bench.
Maybe we can do a winter break episode. I heard you're coming back to town for Christmas, for New Year's.
For New Year, yeah. We're always here for New Year.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So it's a date.
Okay.
That was easy. We were, maybe we can talk about the entire Hinrunde. How would you call it, Hinrunde?
Well, in English.
Yeah, yeah,
there
sure.
There isn't a word for it because it's because we don't have a
because we play all the time.
We don't have a winter break. It'd be interesting to talk about that a little bit, the impact that that might have, but that's for another time. Sure.
Oh, you mean on teams as such?
Well, in England, there isn't a winter break, and in fact, if anything, they play even more games.
Oh,
over the Christmas period.
What's Boxing Day?
What, it's just the day after Christmas.
Which one, the 27th?
26th.
It's the second day of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Boxing Day, it's the second day of Christmas.
Some managers coming in from Europe. I remember Mourinho when he first came over to manage Chelsea.
Yeah, trouble.
He was in a right state about all the games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just totally different and it's not a time for families and things because in some ways it's the busiest time of year for them. So.
Yeah, but it's also about how you'd the dosage of training and the lot of activity.
There's lots of speculation about what damage that does to.
Yeah, I think I remember, you know, the German media went pretty crazy about Klopp going to the Kop in Liverpool. And there was one part where he said, oh, I didn't know it's going to be that hard with all the games.
How could you not know?
Okay, maybe we should talk about, I think it's funny. I was driving today and it was in the car listening to some, to the Fußball, what's it called? Talking Fußball podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Talking Fußball podcast. Hello. Listen to it. And I was thinking, hey, what a shit weather game. Or as we say in German, Kackwetter. Shitty weather. Or just another day in Littlehampton. Or Hastings.
It's interesting. Kack.
Kacke.
Because kack, I believe, kack is what you might think it would be in Gaelic as well.
It's in Spanish and Latin languages, it's cagar. Kacken.
It's very similar, isn't it?
Shit.
Yeah.
Scheit.
Bear in mind, anyway.
If we get 50 likes, we're going to start a linguist podcast. Or, okay, go to Facebook, and if you reply with a heart, we'll get the Don't Mention the Gluten podcast. Focus. Yeah, okay, it was a rainy game, sleet, what have not, lots of rain.
Mm.
Wind, really shitty weather.
Yeah,
I was feeling bad sitting there in the stands, and I feel obviously bad for the players who are down there.
Well, they're out there.
But the players who have, how do I say it in a non-racist way? The players who have ancestry from the Caribbean or Africa were the best players yesterday.
Mm.
With Kalou, it's an opposite, knocking in two. Torunariga scoring a goal and Lazaro having a Zane spiel. He was great. Kalou scored two goals. And what a goal that was. Where did you read that?
The first one was a bit of a tap-in, but the second one was quite a low-down header, wasn't it? That was
The first one was the header. The second one was the one where he... You know, where we both had, was a cactuar. Yes!
No.
The first goal was the header. We watched the footage before the game. Here.
I'm sure I must be right.
Yeah.
No.
Whatever. Okay, what happens if you and your wife have a difference of opinion?
It never happens. Why are you laughing? It's I know what happens. It's my fault. Yeah, but
see,
there you go.
Okay. You do another singing and I'll look at the stat line.
We're spieling in Europa. No, we're not.
Oh, there was a nice choice of songs yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They did some other stuff and something. One sounded like a Christmas song.
Mm.
Oh, how loud is the singing? You were in the Ostkurve. How loud is the singing if you're down there?
Pretty loud. Pretty loud. I like belting it out, really. But where I normally sit, people don't really go for it. But that was one of the fun things about Bilbao and also to some extent being down in the Ostkurve. For that game as well, because you can really let rip, and it's fun. Because my singing is absolutely awful. I think it's probably fair to say.
I can second that.
Yeah, but at least I'm honest about it. You know, it's and it doesn't really matter if you've got a few thousand other people sort of really belting it out as well. So,
okay, I found it.
Okay.
Thank you for your little
interlude.
Minute. Sorry.
45th minute was the second one.
45th?
45th. Yeah, 45th and a bit, I think.
A bit, eh? Just okay, 18th minute. Lazaro. Okay, I'll simultaneously translate. Lazaro passes a sensational diagonal ball.
A sensational.
To the right wing to Pekarik. He volleys it into the center,
mm-hmm.
where Kalou is totally free
to tap it
and
in.
Nets it in with a fluke Kopfball. That was the one with the header.
Oh,
the second one was the ball where we were wondering why Rickick even got an assist for that. We were in the car and you said something, it's more luck than...
More luck than judgment.
More luck than judgment, yeah. And then in the 45th minute.
Just before half-time.
There was a foul with a yellow card on some, I think on Lazaro. It was pretty hard foul by Sané, who got booked. No, Weiser. Weiser, who after that game, after that foul, Weiser left. Weiser had to leave. He stayed in the. You say dressing rooms?
Mm.
When we don't come out in the second half. He was substituted.
Back in the dressing room.
Yeah.
The cabin. Call it, isn't it?
Cabine, yeah.
Cabine.
The cabin. Yeah, but it's not a cabin as in a cabin, as in the cabin in the woods. It's more like
it might be.
A changing room. It's the Umkleidekabine.
Mm.
You know, we love our nouns. Anyway, and yeah, there was a free kick by Lazaro.
If it was in Erzgebirge Aue, then it might be a cabin in the woods, but hey, we digress.
Einmal Aue reicht. Anywho. Oh, somebody told me not to say anywho as much.
Really? I didn't notice.
Anywho. Yeah, there was a big humbumble going on. And then at some point... Oh, yeah. I think it sailed past two Hannover defenders who narrowly missed. And then one of them touched it. And it came down somewhere near Rikik. He tried to score a goal. And he did a little Alex Esswein. And then the ball came to Kalou and he just... you know, with no humor at all, just bang.
Yes.
Put it in there. Okay.
That's what he's there to do, so.
That's halftime. Yeah. Then at halftime, Lecky came in for Weiser. Cool. And Weiser, both Weiser and Rekic, who had to be
subbed off,
mm-hmm. are both injured now.
Who?
Thank you, Hannover.
Rekic, that's not good. Well, neither of them are very good, but Rakic's been really quite handy as well in our defence.
Okay, and Hertha, being the team they are this season, they had some trouble in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
But we should mention that Hanover probably thought they were playing rugby.
Yeah.
Or Australian rules football, Aussie rules football. They came out blasting and kicking and screaming. Oh, and we asked I sent out a tweet earlier today around noon asking people to ask questions for a new episode. And Blaues Gehirn, our friend Klaus.
Hello, Klaus.
Hello, Klaus.
Hi, Klaus.
He asked...
I don't know why I waved there, because nobody can say it.
Because you didn't want to put on the video.
Oh.
I hate you. My mom won't. No, and sorry.
My phone's full.
You know why?
No more video.
You take too many cake pictures. Okay. The question was what we would say about the way the referee... Zweikampfbeurteilung. You know, the thing is that this man had a nice body language, but he had trouble at some point in the game, and the second half of the game just slipped away from him.
Mm.
Because Hannover how do you call that? They were kicking and screaming everything. They were just
dirty.
But playing dirty. Yeah, playing dirty. And there was some point where he should have given them all yellow cards, which he didn't.
And you lose control when that happens because it's,
Yes, and then at some point, it's okay if the referee is this way or that way, but the second half, he would not do anything on a real hard foul, and then in the on the way back, he would give a ticky-tack foul, would give somebody a yellow card.
Yeah, it's because he realised he made perhaps a mistake the first time round, and he's just sort of trying to compensate. Which
yeah, but still
doesn't really work very well.
So Hertha lost their ball, ball. They had lots of possession. Mm. They lost that in the second half, and then at some point. We had some close calls, and then Bebu scored a goal because Jahrstein had a problem. I mean, he saved the ball, but it fell back into the
yeah.
the box, and then
and
Bebu just put it in there.
Somebody was there to just tap it in, weren't they? And yeah. there's nothing Jahrstein could do.
And then we had before that, in the 56th minute, Torunariga had to go, came in for Rekic, who was also injured.
Mm.
I like Rekic.
Yeah, he's good. Awesome. He's good.
He also when Hanover started playing dirty, he would mouth off against the players. It was fun. Okay, then Lecky got a yellow card, and Lecky got a yellow card, which was stupid. Okay, that he was flopping a bit, but. Taking into account how hard they were fouling them, I think it was okay for him to try to get a card. We didn't like that. And then we had Langkamp in for Meyer, because in the 81st minute, I think the most important thing was to keep... I mean, he subbed out a midfielder for a centre-back.
Yeah.
But Hertha did what in the 83rd minute?
Bit of a scrabble in the goal mouth
again,
the Hanover again in the Hanover goal mouth, and it went.
Did it?
Torunariga. It was very strange in the stadium because it all just went quiet, and nobody was really quite sure what had actually happened because they didn't sort of immediately run off to celebrate, did they?
Yeah, but
there was a bit of a delay.
Yeah, they weren't sure, and then the ball went past the goal. Like, I don't know, six feet again, past the bar, past the left side of the bar. But then in the replays, I saw that, what's his name? Hartmann, the referee, looked at his watch and he pointed at his watch. So Hawkeye must have signaled him that there was a goal. And then about 5 minutes after the game, you saw the.
That's the delay then, yeah.
Yeah. And then after 5 minutes later, you saw the the graphic was on the
big screens.
On the big screens.
Yeah.
But it was really.
But there was a definite delay with the players, wasn't there? Before they. And then they suddenly sort of, you know, the Hertha players sort of ran off to celebrate.
Somebody in our blog told me that the bench was up, jumping up and down, stopping, complaining, and then going back to celebrate.
Perhaps they waited to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case the video assistant referee came out again.
Yeah, but ever since I always look at the referee, and it was on the far side of our from where we are seated. But it was good, and Torunariga deserved a goal.
Yeah.
He's now up there in the huge scorer lists.
Mm.
Yeah, and then
it was a nice Christmas present for the
and
fans.
And then nothing else happened.
Really, 83rd minute to score that goal, and then it was playing out the time. Singing a few songs and chanting and what have you to just...
I had the feeling that Hanover were in front because they were holding the ball near the corner.
I don't understand it when teams do that. It's just really weird, but hey.
And I like it how Rune Jahrstein, when they are up in the final minutes, he catches the ball very simply and then he just falls down like he just did two flip-flops and then he came back. Yeah, it was a good game. Yeah. And what Dada said in his... maybe people who speak English and don't speak German cannot appreciate the way he butchers German grammar, but it's really cute. And he said something that the 3 points come at the exact right time. Before Christmas, Hertha is above the 20-point mark, which is always important because the general rule of thumb is if you need 40 points to stay in the league.
Yep.
Except for Hamburg, who often go get by with less.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So?
We won the game.
We won the game. That's the important thing.
Weather shitty. Hertha won. Okay, we have two injuries. But Lazaro, really awesome. Something else? Lazaro's played great. Zerke didn't have a very good day.
No, it wasn't. But
oh, maybe we should
over the Hinrunder. He's
yeah, maybe we
when he's been playing. He's been.
Maybe we should just stop the game here. I will get some water, and then after the break we can. I will look at Twitter again, and then we can answer the questions of our. Legions of followers who participated over the Twitter.
Over the Twitter.
We'll be back.
Live from tonight's rugby match. I'm talking to Simon. Tell us what's happening.
Well, we're 2-0 up, but I think we're sitting back far too much. we can't hold on like this for a whole how many what?
And what do you think about
30 minutes?
What do you think about the fouls by committed by Hannover?
There's too many of them. They're not being very nice.
Thank you. Back to you, Simon and Jan.
Yes, okay.
And we're back. Hello.
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 Questions.
Yeah. As I said earlier, I tweeted out to the millions of followers we have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how can people follow us? What's our handle? On the all the social media platforms?
DMTF podcast.
Yeah.
And that's on Twitter and Instagram.
Also Facebook, which we all hate.
Twitter.
Instagram? Yeah. No Snapchat for us.
No Snapchat.
Which we're old for that crap.
That's for young people.
Okay, I got one question via direct message from... Oh, sorry. I want to look... Why don't you read the question? And I'll look at Twitter if there's more questions.
Can I read Jan's writing? Do you expect any activity during the winter break? I can't read the last bit.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm assuming that's in reference to the transfer window.
You can try to pronounce his name right. Who asked the question?
I don't know. It doesn't say that.
It says...
Oh, Patrick.
Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
I would say Dupuy.
Dupuy, yeah.
Yeah, from Canada. Yes. So, you want to answer that, sir?
Do I want to answer that? Well, I'm of a mind is that, you know, you could always do with some more players. I mean, some of our...
What would you get? We have goalies.
We've got plenty of goalies. We have no problem there.
If everybody's healthy, we have plenty of strikers.
Well, that's the thing, though. If everybody's healthy, having everybody all healthy and in form can be a bit tricky. I mean, if you look at Selke and Ibišević against Augsburg, that didn't work out so well.
Did Ibišević even play?
He was definitely there.
Yes, he was there.
It was those two matched up. I don't know. I mean, if I were to say anything, something else there because oh gosh, I forgot. I can't even remember his name.
Who?
Sheba. Sheba. Yeah.
Sheba.
He's big injury problems and what have you. It's difficult. Rekic has helped the defence. A lot. Langkamp can be very good, but he can make some howlers as well.
But usually he's good.
Yeah.
In general, he's always good. Yeah. I was like trying to... Somebody asked me if Sheba was injured, and I couldn't even remember the last time he played.
It's a long time ago.
He was transferred some time back after he didn't really... Oh, he never got past Lewandowski... when he was at Dortmund. And he came to us, and he had some good games.
It's a big ask to do that, though, isn't it, really, to be fair?
Yeah, I mean, look at FC Bayern, the problems they have right now, to have somebody behind Lewandowski when Lewandowski doesn't want anybody behind himself, and
he also asked for somebody to have behind himself. It's oh yeah, the he who shall not be mentioned also is probably close to moving to Bayern München. The match made in hell. Anyway, Shiba has been injured for quite some time again. He had a bad knee injury. Then he came back for practice and then he re-aggravated the same thing.
Yep.
It was something with the, I don't know the word, it's Knorpel. You know, not the bone, but the other marrow, the other stuff that's not bone.
Cartilage.
No, not cartilage.
Tendons?
No, the thing that's...
What, the thing on the top there?
No.
The tala.
No. It's, hang on, give me 1 second. But he scored some goals last season. He scored the 96th minute winner against Freiburg in the first game. He scored after that. Knorpel. All these medical terms. Cartilage. Sorry, you were right. I thought cartilage was a bender. What's ACL?
That's a ligament.
Ligament. Okay, sorry. Mm. My bad. Yeah, cartilage injury. And they are potentially career ending or threatening. And he came back. And then there was something. He played early in the season. And now he's gone again. Mm. So he's a big question mark. But then we have the old crew, Kalou, Ibišević. We have AE7.
And they can both play, you know, sort of very well. But they are getting older all the time.
We all are.
We are indeed. We are indeed. Even me.
But Simon still looks like he's 27.
Yeah.
But
I looked like I was 96 when I was 27. So it's
all right. I like the... but we have those two old guys who are pretty neat and they're always, you know, they're a bit like old rock stars. They can, every once in a while, they can have a monster performance. Just look at Kalou. He scored the overtime equalizer in Augsburg and now he scored 2 goals in. And he was on fire. He even let the fast break or the counterattack. Mm-hmm. And then he passed the ball in the right second. I was flabbergasted.
Steve, they can still have good games.
Yes. And as I said before, Zelke, the young guys can all learn. And the potential I see in those young players. I mean, just look at Lazaro. He's been there for 10 games.
But some of the other youngsters that we've seen glimpses of. I mean, Klinsmann in goal that time.
Though. Maya.
He did well, Arne Meyer. Palko Dardai, come to that. I mean, he did everything but score in that game against Östersunds. So there's lots of potential there. I mean, I can't see them. I'd be surprised if they actually spent any money in the winter break. Because they're going to be wanting, I would have thought, more, if anything, to try to bring on some of those younger players through the system. Then parting with cash.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my view.
Yeah. Since we are all members of the glorious Axel Kruse Jugend, we of course have some insider information. Greetings to our friend Zite. In the past, there have been talks about a guy called Teuchert. I'm not sure what his last name. He's played for Nuremberg. Or Nuremberg. I don't know how you would...
Nuremberg.
I just know the Nuremberg Trials. Mm-hmm. How would you pronounce that, sir?
Nuremberg.
Nuremberg.
If you're going to anglicize, it's Nuremberg.
Nuremberg. Nuremberg and the second division? Or the championship? Or how would you call that?
Well, it's the second tier. It's not really the second division. That's something else again. But it's the equivalent of the championship.
It's Bundesliga too.
Yeah.
Would be the name for it.
Because in England, you used to have the first division, second division, third division, and then they had the premiership and the championship and the toddleship and what have you. It's all very confusing.
That's the name of the guy. Can you read it out? It's English.
Cedric.
Cedric Teuchert. Born in 97.
Nobody's called Cedric anymore, apart from him.
Of course, Cedric Maxwell. Cedric Ceballos.
Okay.
Anywho, he plays for Nürnberg. He
has
41 games under his belt with 6 assists and 11 goals. Yeah. That's one of the names, and the other name is even more obscure. It's Mesanovic from FK Maribor, who are a Champions League team, if I remember right.
Yeah, I know that rings a bell from somewhere. Yeah. Stark came from Nürnberg, though, didn't it?
Yeah, Stark and Plattenhardt both came from Nürnberg. Yes, and I think that Schieber either played for them or Augsburg or Stuttgart. Something South German. Yes, who else? I'm looking for Maribor right now. So that's we heard nothing. I think there were some winter breaks where we had a more dire situation. Who's injured right now? Okay, Sinan Kurt is pretty much in oblivion.
Yep.
He has faded to obscurity. I mean, it was a nice little gamble. They only paid $500,000 for him, but he hasn't paid back anything. He was probably in a good spot at some point, but that was about it. Here, look what I get when I look at the squad for Maribor.
Apparently they haven't got a team.
No. No data. Yeah, well, we mentioned the name. We'll see what happens. Darida is out with another ligament injury, right?
That's another knee, isn't it, I think, Darida?
I'm not sure.
I thought it was a knee.
Yeah, but it was against Schalke, and he was clubbed into... Yeah,
he was taken out.
Yeah, he was taken out by somebody. Yeah, so that's it. And the second part of Patrick's question was, are we optimistic about the Rückrunde? I mean,
I'm pretty optimistic in staying up, and that's always a...
He's staying up in the...
in the Bundesliga, as opposed
not
to...
Being relegated.
Not being relegated, and that's always the... Yeah, the first target, I would say, is a Hertha fan.
Yeah, but if you see a season as a sort of energy level of a team, we used to, the past 3 years under Dada, we have overperformed in the
first half.
The first half, and then we came crashing down the second with injuries and everything. But now we have a much broader squad.
Yeah.
It's another word I'm missing. Can you please not make that sound with your feet?
Oh, sorry.
Anyway,
I'm prodding the table with my foot.
I'm just looking. How sensual. I'm just looking for a word in American football. They use a different word for squad. We have a much broader. We have more players. We have young players. We have all the former youth players in Maya and Dardai and. Whatnot.
There's more potential for depth.
Yes. And we didn't play a very good Hinrunde. It wasn't very bad, but we only have... Okay.
It's been okay.
Match day 16, right?
And as long as we don't sort of crash in the Rückrunde, everything will be tickety-boo, I guess.
Okay, match day 16. We have 5 wins, 6 draws, and... 5 wins, 6 draws, and 5 losses.
Yeah.
So it's pretty average.
Yeah.
I would say. Score table. Zelke, Ibišević, Kalou. With 6, 5, and 6 goals. And Lecky, Rekic, Plattenhardt, Weiser. Okay, we don't have to discuss the DFB Pokal because it was weak.
Done and dusted.
Europa League.
To some extent, it might depend. The Rückrunde might depend on injuries, form, obviously. But slightly worried about. I mean, I don't know what the nature of Rekic's injury is, but I mean, losing players like that and Weiser, can be very useful.
We were missing Weiser for the entire, almost the entire Rückrunde last year. He was injured in December when they were playing in Leipzig. And he didn't come back till...
Yeah.
Did he come back at all? I don't know.
I can't remember.
Anyway.
But that could have an impact on how we do. I mean, we lost 2 to injury in this last game just gone. We've got more depth than we had, albeit with some of them being sort of young players coming through. But We haven't got that much depth.
But more than the past years, and we haven't overpaced ourselves in the Hinrunde. Would that be fair to say?
I mean, last year we did very well, and then it all sort of went to a strange place.
Strange place.
After getting back
into the... Okay, I'm just looking at the press release. Both Karim Rekik and Mitchell Weiser will be out of action for the last game of the year on Sunday against Rasenballsport Leipzig. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. Rekik only has a sprain, an ankle, a foot sprain.
Mm.
And Weiser is, I don't know about for Sprunggelenk. You know, it's here, this little thingy. It's pretty tender.
On the top of the foot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Was that in the tendon or the metatarsals?
It's a pretty long German... Okay, all German words are long. But it's a... Oh, the ankle joint. The hock.
Yeah.
The ankle joint. It's something that in basketball you always have injuries there because it's the jumping and the cutting and everything. It also says peep angle ankle. Yeah. We will see. Last season was his back. Now it's that part. Only time will tell.
Time will tell, but yeah.
Yeah, and that's about it, is it? Yeah. That's about it.
Any other questions?
Yes. One more from our friends in beautiful Ireland.
Ireland.
The Leprechauns. Do we see Kalou and Zelke as our main front or not? I mean, one could say that they had... Oh, who did Kalou sub in for? Last game. I mean, in the Augsburg game. Do you know?
I can't remember.
I didn't watch the game, which was clever on my part.
Did they take a piece of it, Trump, off?
I don't know. I'm looking at...
It certainly started with Ibišević and Salka together, and Kalou came on with 10 minutes to go, but who they took off?
Anyway, can't recall. Looking at yesterday's game, one could say that Kalou and Zelke work well. I didn't really see much of Zelke yesterday. He was okay. He was putting a lot of work.
He was
pressing on the offensive.
He was doing stuff. It didn't work on this particular occasion, but he was.
He didn't get the rub of the green.
That's the one.
Oh.
Yeah. But he's got to be sort of well up there. It's whether it's
yes.
It's who he's teamed up with and how. I mean, Kalou is a very different kind of player from Ibišević.
I would just dodge the question and
surely
say...
Surely not.
What?
Surely not.
Dodge. Not answer.
Okay.
I would dodge the question and say it's a good thing that we have variety. The past season was always, we only have Ibišević and Kalou. They're too
that's
old.
Definitely not true anymore.
Yes.
So,
I think it's good that we see that Zelke works with both Ibišević, as they did in Cologne.
Mm.
I think he did... I would even say he did the assist in the Augsburg game. You know? Could it be?
I didn't think it was, but
I have no clue. I just remember the ball.
So Zelke has worked... In some games, he has worked with Kalou and he has worked with Ibišević.
Yes.
So, you know, getting that match right. I mean, who knows in the future? I mean, they gave Palko Dardai a try in that Europa Cup game.
And he did well.
They may start introducing him into the equation as well, perhaps, and see how that works out. Who knows?
Arno Stark did the assist.
I didn't think it was Helga, but...
Kalou came on for Mittelstädt, so they took out a defender. So it must have been that Ibišević finished the game.
That was a guess.
No. 58th, Lazaro came on for Ibišević.
Mm.
So it was basically Zelke.
Mm.
If he played. He played.
He definitely played.
Because he didn't play.
Yeah, they started off with the two of them.
Yeah.
That's that.
So they did work well together yesterday, one could say. I mean, just looking at the scoreline.
Yeah, yes.
But...
Yeah,
It's good we have a variety. We have two.
I think that the key, if we're gonna sort of do well this season, having the ability to mix and match is going to be pretty damn important.
We have two Mittelstürmer in, or the classic Mittelstürmer in Selke and Ibišević. And then we have our secret weapon.
Center forward.
AE7.
AE7. You know, explain.
You don't know who AE7 is?
Explain.
Jeez. Alexander Eswein. Uh-huh. The only legitimate challenger to CR7.
Right.
If you like our...
it might have been worth explaining that to the general public rather than
I think it's common knowledge in the football world.
Ah, I see.
Among the connoisseurs.
Oh, I see, right.
No, we have lots of offensive firepower now. Let's see what Der Lange brings in. Fritz. She does over the Christmas break. And we are... slightly optimistic.
At least
that we don't crash as bad.
It probably makes you feel a little bit more optimistic in that we did quite well in that last game, and that always sort of gives you a bit of a lift, doesn't it? That was a remote just going flying onto the floor.
An Apple TV remote.
Luckily, Apple kit's very resilient.
Product placement.
Yes.
Anywho, yeah, that was the first question. The second question, we mentioned Klaus's question, right? The one about the the referee did a shitty job.
Yeah, we talked about Klaus. Well, okay. Klaus's question, anyway.
So Hertha will be in Spain. I think they used to be in Turkey.
Yes.
But ever since the coup d'etat, nobody's going to Turkey anymore, so they should be in Spain.
Lucky then.
Maybe next year we can go. That would be awesome.
Mm. Yeah, I tweeted a post because I've got a little toy Hatinho that lives in my apartment, and I put him down in the snow outside, and I said Hatinho wishes he was in Spain as well. I have a lot of fun with that little toy Hatinho.
Simon has a lot of fun. Period. Anyway. We are done.
Yep.
We said we were going to do a special episode.
Over the winter break.
Between the holidays.
Yep.
Oh, last point.
Well, thank you to the long-suffering wives.
More long-suffering in your case.
Yes.
Yes, when we thanked all the nice people.
I'm expecting dinner when I get back. Whoops. I'll supplement that
later.
Do
you know the German word Pantoffelheld?
No, but I have a feeling I'm about to have it explained.
I will look it up while you can mutter some...
I'm not going to sing another song. The world's not ready for that.
No, but you can mutter some sort of... I'm sorry, darling, I didn't mean to. The devil made me do it. I was possessed.
Yes. Jan had it written on a piece of paper and I had to read it out. That's what it was, dear.
Oh.
He said, read this. Put in sign language, read this.
I found it. Thanks to Lingui, your app for great vocabulary lookups. Pantoffelheld, noun masculine. Handpacked husband.
Surely not.
He is really handpacked.
No, she looks after me, it's okay.
Yes. Yeah, our wives did a lot, gave feedback.
Lots of technical support for this young man.
You mean our future...
Technical director.
No, CTO.
CTO.
My wife, who also designed the beautiful logos we have on our page. What's the page again?
DMTFpodcast.com.
Exactly. Give us a... Oh, and we also vow, apart from vowing that we will always love and respect our women's... Women'ses? Our wifeys?
Wifeys.
Long-suffering wifeys. We will take care of the subscribe button issue.
Yes.
Maybe if somebody helped out a bit, we could probably fix it.
Maybe.
Okay, Sam. You have a flight. We have a plane to catch.
I do.
Okay.
So that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. What's that thing?
So you say it's good night.
It's a good night.
And it's good night from him.
No, it's good night. No, it's the good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye.